anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Dorit is your guy. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Dorit. Anything and everything with Dorit is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Dorit.
You are listening to Anything and Everything with Dorit podcast. This episode is brought to you by McNeese Construction. For when you need your site built right, McNeese Construction. This episode is brought to you by WYSK Spark Radio, the spark of the South. Listen to hits from the 70s to now. Find it on Live 365 Spark Radio. Hello, everyone. I hope you've had a blessed week. Should I stop saying that? After all, the fact that God woke you up today proves you are blessed. It proves He's given you another chance. It may not seem like it, but every day that you open your eyes means you have a choice to either keep doing what you are doing or make changes. And I am not saying it's easy. Life isn't easy. I will tell you that it's a lot harder when you walk it alone. So in your head, you're saying, I'm not alone. I have family and friends and a few pets. Have you ever been in a room full of people and felt alone? Well, that's exactly what life is like if you don't have Jesus in it. There were times in my life where everything was going great, but I still felt empty. I couldn't put my finger on it, but I knew something was missing. I'm sure we've all felt that way at some point, but it all changed when I found a home, a spiritual home, my church. I've always enjoyed talking about God, but I had a hard time finding the right church for me. Once I did, I thought, where have I been all this time? I was lost, but didn't even realize it. It was a wonderful church, but my husband didn't get into it very much. He no longer wanted to go, and he barely went in the first place anyway. So I kept going and praying that one day my husband and I could go to church as a couple. So one day my granddaughter came over and told me that her church was being relocated at the front of my street, and I should go check it out. I told my husband, and about a month or so after I had mentioned it to him, we went. It was his idea to go, and it was on his birthday. It may not sound like a miracle to you, but my husband was not interested in church at all. When I found the previous church, he tried to discourage me from going. He had never been there, but was not happy that I found it. I knew it was the devil at work. See, when the devil has you where he wants you, your life will seem fine. But once the devil realizes he is losing you, he will use everyone around you to discourage you. And believe me, he did. My pastor explained a lot and told me to fight back in prayer. I prayed for a couple of years for God to open my husband's heart, and he finally did. On his birthday, he woke up and asked me if I was ready to go check out this new church. It was different than I was used to, but it was a very good church, and my husband enjoyed it. I was so overjoyed that I cried during the worship. Finally, my husband and I can worship God together. Yes, I miss my other church, but it's more important to be able to have my husband in service as well. The one thing we can't do is save others. They must save themselves. And what I mean by that is when I was going to church alone, it was good for my soul, but it wasn't helping my husband's soul. He had to bring himself to want God in his life. I couldn't drag him out to church, and even if I could, it would have never done him any good, right? But I could pray for him to have the thirst for God. After 5 years of growing into a stronger Christian and praying for my husband and others, I finally have my husband in church with me. Next, I was able to get my daughter and her family into the church, and I am not done yet. I have 4 other children that I am working on and every other person around me that I can talk to. I even bring my grandchildren when they spend the weekends with me. I can bring God into any conversation. Now, I always could do that, but just wasn't as comfortable until I knew the person better. But now, God is the one subject that I can talk to anyone about, regardless of who they are or how long I have known them. Let's forget about the past and move forward in Christ, just like it says in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. From the King James Version, it says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." I mention that story because tomorrow is a new year, because it's amazing how much a year can make. We can grow in a positive or negative way. We all know this because everyone I know will have a New Year resolution ready to go for the first of every year. I did it too. It's always about doing something better. Problem is that by the end of February, it's usually over. I just stopped making resolutions until today. I wished I had thought of this before, but my New Year resolution is one that will only make me stronger and wiser and much happier and, more importantly, pleasing to God. I am not a preacher, but I am a servant of God. I am a writer. I'm a host on a podcast and a radio station. I enjoy bringing information to others. God has given me this gift and desire, and I will use it for my resolution. My New Year's resolution will be to bring others closer to God. Just plant a seed. This is a resolution that we all can make. It sounds like you want to save the world, but no, it's really going to do so much more for you than you even realize. You see, whenever you bring God into a conversation, you not only enlighten others, but you surround yourself with God's grace, and in turn, you will feel peace. I know I do. Whenever something happens during the day that is negative, I quit allowing that to get me down. I think of a positive reason for it. For example, have you ever been delayed by something or someone, and then you're finally able to leave and you're running the traffic due to an accident someone else had? Well, instead of saying, "Can anything else go wrong today?" I say, "Thank you, God, for keeping me out of harm's way." And then I pray for those affected in the accident. And maybe not just those directly in the accident, but everyone else around that is now in the same boat that I'm in. When I realize how awful someone else's day is going, then I have to feel blessed that I didn't leave on time, because maybe that would have been me. Things similar to that happen to us all the time, and we don't even realize that those little inconveniences could really be blessings in disguise. Even those in the accident can find a blessing if they try. Sometimes people need those little things to bring them closer to God. I find that those who do not have God in their lives have a harder time in life. They are more miserable. They're never satisfied. And they're almost always hurtful, whether they realize it or not. Instead of reacting to those people negatively, just pray for them. It gets easier the more you do it, trust me. One of the first times I had to do that after returning to the church, I was being tested. I was in line at an ATM, and there was only like maybe 3 or 4 people ahead of me. But I waited 15 minutes in line at the ATM, all because I didn't want to go into the bank And I obviously didn't think it was going to take that long anyway. So finally, it's my turn, and I realized that the reason it was taking so long for others was because of the ATM itself. Then a lady walks up. She hadn't been there a minute. It's just me at the ATM, and she's behind me. And she asked if I was almost done, but it was in a really rude voice. And so I politely told her, yes, almost. So then, while I'm still working with the ATM, she is tearing into me verbally and telling me how I should have just walked inside the bank, blah, blah, blah. It was just horrible that someone could actually treat someone so badly because they had to wait a minute. So once I was done, I looked at her and I replied politely, yes, I could have a good day. But inside, I was fuming, but I refused to give in to the temptation of telling her off. I decided to kill her with kindness. After all, I had a minute at the ATM while she's tearing into me, and all I could do is say, God, tell me what to do. So because I didn't come back at her rudely, I didn't yell in her face, I was very polite, a lot more polite than she deserved. Her face was that of shock. And I also imagined that once she began to use the ATM, she would then see it was the ATM acting up. I could only imagine what she was probably doing to the ATM, right? So for a few days, I was upset. I was upset with myself for not giving her a piece of my mind. So all I could do is pray about it. When I finally got to pray about it, God told me that I did exactly as I should have. I felt like I passed a test. And after that, it has become easier to ignore most of those situations. So my challenge today is that all of you that have made a resolution to either change it or add to it, add light to this dark world. I challenge you to plant a seed of kindness. Bring God into everything you do. So what gifts do you have that you can use to be the light of someone's day? Be the example that God expects us to be. When others see how we thank God for waking us up today, or allowing us to have a meal, or the money to pay our bills, and feel the peace that we have, they will want that also. If you are interested in truly giving your heart to God, why not start the new year out being saved? If you repeat these words after me and you truly mean it with all of your heart, you will feel it and you will know that you are saved. Repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you as a lost sinner. I am asking you to please save my soul and cleanse me from all my sins. I recognize in my heart my need for salvation, which can only come from Jesus Christ. I am accepting Christ into my heart at this very moment and acknowledge what he did on the cross in order to procure my redemption. In obedience to your word, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe it with all my heart that God raised him from the dead. You have said in your word, which cannot lie, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I have called upon your name exactly as you have said, and I believe at this very moment that I am saved. Congratulations on giving your heart to Christ. I pray that you continue to learn God's word and live his word daily. You will find that you will not feel alone when you pray. Live by the word of God and share his word with others. For all of those out there who are saved, continue to speak the word and plant those seeds. Now, for all that are saved, and all who are working to be saved, you can say what Joshua said. As for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. I want to leave you with a beautiful song called Made New by Lincoln Brewster. From all of us at Yappy Studio, we pray that you and your family have a happy and blessed new year. God bless. And that's our show. Thanks for listening. And until we meet again, enjoy every day to its fullest. God bless. For comments or questions, you can reach us by email at yappy@post.com. Also, check us out on Twitter at Dorisi and our Facebook pages at Yappy Studio or Louisiana Entertainment Association. Anything and Everything with Dorisi is produced by Your Own Production Incorporated and comes out every week. So come on back. Feel free to add us to your favorite RSS feed and iTunes, iHeart, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Pod, and our favorite Podbean. All links are found in our show notes below.